After a closed-door hearing that lasted about 6 hours, the Citizens Review Board ruled 7-1 former CMPD officer John Dunham did use excessive force against James Yarborough. Here's what Review Board Chairwoman Sandra Donaghy said.
The Citizens Review Board will prepare a recommendation to the chief that, among other policy recommendations, Mr. Yarborough's allegations of the use of excessive force in this situation be sustained.
The incident occurred in March 2016. Yarborough fled a traffic stop on foot. Officer Dunham chased him and eventually got him. Body cam video shows Dunham pinning Yarborough to the ground and commanding him to put his hands behind his back. It also shows Dunham then pulling his gun and placing it to Yarborough's head.
Stop! I will kill you!
Officer Dunham later said he believed Yarborough had a gun in his waistband. An internal review found Dunham was justified in his use of force. In April, after Dunham had already resigned from CMPD, Chief Kerr-Putney later said Dunham's actions were, quote, indefensible. Luke Largesse, Yarborough's attorney, said his client is very happy with the decision, and the case makes clear the power of the body cam. As part of the ruling, the Citizens Review Board attorney Julian Wright said the board found Chief Putney erred in declining to discipline Dunham. The board's findings and recommendations will be part of Dunham's personnel file. He left CMPD after the incident. He works for Davidson Police Department. But Wright says future employers will be able to see this information.
Certainly in the public sphere, I think a public employee's personnel file, while very specifically not generally available to the public, is always made available to other public employers that seek to hire that employee.
CMPD said in a statement it has already made some policy changes. First, it's creating a unit to randomly audit body camera video to identify individual policy violations, paying attention to tactical concerns in use of force cases even if policy isn't violated. The department also said it will treat all complaints brought forth as formal if they involve issues that could be brought to the board. And now CMPD says it will finish internal investigations even if the officer leaves the department. The chief says he welcomes and will closely review further recommendations from the board. The board has reviewed 92 cases in its 20-year history. This is the first time it has ruled against the police. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.